Welcome, welcome. So this is another short recording, how to teach reading and listening comprehension, which is different from reading in general, right? Because now we will focus on comprehension. Please remember that if your student is struggling with the bottom strands of the Scarborough's rope, which is decoding and coding, then it's difficult for your student to boost reading comprehension. However, we can build background knowledge through listening, which is a great technique, and we can work a little bit on reading comprehension as well. So strategies for teaching fluency. A student can read a text multiple times to enhance various aspects of reading skills. That's one. So they can. What they can do is the repeated oral reading. I know that choral reading or repeated reading, people are not a fan. I'm not a fan of round robin. Children just read one by one in a circle because it can induce anxiety. However, what is repeated oral reading? So it increases word recognition, improves expression and prosody. And what do? In a small contained classroom or in private, when you have private classes or one-on-one students, because we'll be talking about that, you instruct your students to read the selected text for the first time. If you have a student who struggles, please remember that you don't expect your student to read the entire paragraph. Let's be realistic, right? Expect them to read three sentences and praise them, you know, like make the other person, your student, like feel comfortable so that it's like a safe space. So don't make it too long. Pause after the initial read. Is there any challenging vocabulary? Have them decode it, encode it. If the student is struggling, do it first, model it, and then have your student repeat it. Of course, not one time, like, you know, make it like at least five or six times. Ask comprehension questions. Pause after the initial read and discuss any challenging vocabulary. In choral reading, when the entire class reads the passage together, it just builds the confidence. But again, I would do it in a small contained classroom, not like with 20 people. What are tiers? These are tiers when it comes to reading. So independent level is between 95 and 100%. Instructional 90, anything below 90 is frustrational. Most likely when you work with dyslexic EFL students, your students will be at the frustrational level. Our goal is take them through instructional to at least 94-95%. That's our end goal, and that's doable. It takes time though. So I just want to make it heard and to repeat it over and over that it takes time, because I do realize that I work with teachers, and even when I was teacher training courses at the uni, teachers or teacher candidates expect things to happen quickly. We as adults, we do not remember our own learning journey. Of course, we might not have struggled, but even if we did not, it took time. We just do not remember that. Maybe it wasn't the language, maybe it was something else. So things take time. And when your student is struggling, when they are experiencing significant difficulties, it takes time. And as they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. So repetition is the golden addition. Listening, spiral listening is my favorite way of teaching listening because it improves retention and recall. It's gradual exposure to different accents and speech patterns, and it provides enhanced comprehension for repeated exposure. So what do? You introduce the listening activity first. Then you ensure that the content is at appropriate difficulty. So don't make it too difficult. Please remember about the zone of proximal development. It has to be a little bit, you know, challenging, but not too much. Don't make it challenging at the frustrational level, because if you do, then it will be a flop and your students will be nothing but discouraged. So explain the need for pre-listening activities. Remember pre-teaching vocabulary. When I pre-teach vocabulary to my dyslexic EFL students, I make sure that they not only can decode, but encode, and then understand what the word is about. Now, predict the content, discuss key vocabulary, set the objectives, make a focus on two or three objectives at a time. Do not overdo it. So like two or three, that's fine. First, listen, conduct the initial listening activity. So encourage students to focus on the main ideas. Engage students in a discussion about what they heard. So boost their metacognition. In second listening, revisit the same material. Encourage them to pay attention. Specific format, details, information, change the format of activity. So the, in the second listening, so if first one was like, answer the question, or maybe fill in the gap. Now, fill in the gaps is not a good activity for dyslexic students. For example, if the first one was multiple choice, make the second one true or false quiz. And then scaffold the complexity. So introduce longer and more challenging listening materials. Repeat the listening for the third time. And then focus on nuances, tone, mood, in addition to the content. And then compare and contrast, because it encourages critical thinking, and we all want our students to be critical thinkers. I use metacognition markers with my students when it comes to reading or listening comprehension. I am adding a metacognition marker in your module. So again, if you have any questions about this marker, just shoot me a message. I'm more than happy to answer. So this is the end of module 3. This module is a little bit shorter. So in this module, we have 2 recordings, workbook, and I highly recommend and suggest that you go through your workbook. If you have any questions, please, again, ask me. And then you will have a metacognition marker and a syllable PDF. However, please remember that we will be talking about syllable division and syllabication, pronunciation, as well as phonogram, how to use phonogram cards and phonogram card activities in module 4. And because some people ask me, so there are 11 modules, plus consolidation quiz, plus 3 workshops and other little stuff. So generally 11 modules. So we are getting there. We will be talking about low prep activities for dyslexic year 3 students, and multi-sensory grammar, and how to teach writing and spelling. We're slowly getting there. As you have noticed, I'm trying to introduce things gradually because there's lots of materials in that course. So again, have a wonderful day or evening or afternoon, morning, whenever you are listening to me. If you have any questions, don't be afraid. I do not bite. Just shoot me a question and I will answer it. On Saturday, we have Q&A session. If you can't join, no worries. Just send me questions. I will record the answers. It's not a problem. Other than that, have a wonderful day and see you in module 4.